This is going to be the tape of Derwin Miller, who's going to take us on a tour of Canaan today. The date is May 14th, 2000.
Just keep talking. Forget.
But that's what, yeah.
But the ridge? The school was on the ridge. The school was on the ridge.
It's not going to court.
No.
Sure.
Okay. No.
And the church was on the property of my uncle Melvin Larmer's property.
Oh, your uncle was Melvin Larmer.
Yeah, that's where you went in.
That's where I came in.
You went in to watch at the old building there. That was his place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, are we going to see that today?
Yeah. It's owned now by Raymond Morris owns it now. God, I never saw you silent before here.
You're running around driving me crazy.
It's only just a little tape, and it's only so much.
There's more pictures.
So Melvin Larmer is your uncle.
That's not the one.
I'll see if I can find the
one. Oh, this is tombstones that I took. Oh. Relatives all around.
He's at Bearbrook or all over the country?
No, not at Bearbrook. They're at Hammond and at Williamsburg. Mm-hmm.
Well,
this one is my brother-in-law. That's at Bearbrook. That's but that's my work crew.
Is your Miller Bunch in any way connected to the Miller Bunch from Cumberland that you know of?
No, spell the name different.
Yeah, I know that, but
that's the Birch father and mother. That was my father's sister. That's all the Birch clan that's around here. Mm-hmm. And these are all. That's my mother and a sister, and this is a. Would be a cousin of my father's, and that's the Kinsellas. That's the great grandparents of the Kinsellas, of my Brian Kinsella.
James was your family?
Well, I made a mistake too. That's not her either. That's my grandmother's brother and wife, I guess, Sarah Miller's brother. That's the James, how's his name? The father of the wife of the James. They're buried way down at Family Kill. Downing.
Oh, Downing.
Yeah.
That's
his wife.
Grandpa James.
Stern looking old.
They all were.
Yeah. Did you say your mother was a Birch?
No, my mother was a Watson. The Watsons were here before. You'll see a family reunion here of the Watsons.
Oh, the Watsons have been around here.
At Bearbrook Church. Here. They came here, as far as I know, in 1847.
Oh, yeah, they were.
And that's a family reunion of Watsons. Yeah. See? Oh, there's hundreds of them, thousands of them.
They were in Canaan. That was.
That's where they moved here in this part, and a couple of places that they occupied. This place that's the home of the Watsons now. They didn't buy until Chuck, the old fellow running the post office down there lived there, and he came here. That would be Charlie's grandparents in Canaan. Yeah.
Post office Ben.
Yeah, and that was Charlie Watson's grandparents. Not they came here when they quit the post office. They came here, bought this farm here. But I can show you a few other places where they lived, and there's even some that lived. I understand at Sarsfield, but I can't make that connection.
No.
Here.
That's you right here.
That's him everywhere.
There's my grandfather.
That's you.
My great grandfather.
That's him.
Gee, you were a good looking young fella there.
That's him a little younger.
What do you mean? What?
That's Michael.
That's
Miller.
His son. That's Dan.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Staring here. And that's a little
this
older
is,
with his brother.
This
and
is
a little bit older.
Yeah.
No. This is my grandfather's wife.
Where's he in here?
She was a James. That's where the James is.
Derwin, you'd have to tell him who's in here.
You in there?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The young
there.
The little guy, thin little guy here, shy behind, you see?
Oh, yeah.
Ken Watson.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll start up at the top. Carl Birch, my sister Joan, that was the teacher, Mrs. Wiley.
Yeah.
Agathe Morris, Gerald Morris's wife, Shirley Thorpe. Edith Bertram that lives in the little house down here.
Yeah.
Ernest Bellagio, my brother George, me,
yeah.
Ken Watson. Couple in here that I don't, Annabelle, I'm not sure, they lived in a little house over here.
Did
Dave Birch here.
You keep talking about Birches now, where did they get in your other tree?
There is my aunt.
Oh, Your aunt,
yeah,
my father's sister married
her.
Okay.
So I don't know
that. Everybody married everybody.
You're related.
The Birches are connected
all related.
To the Thorpes and the Larimers. I'm not directly, but connected through relatives of mine. The Watsons, in fact, my grandparents were cousins. Two cousins married. Do you know where the family tree is, son?
Uh-huh.
It's in that big envelope.
I know where it is, but can I put my hands on it?
It's in that big envelope.
We might ask to borrow that.
There was 12 children, I think, there.
Wow.
And the first one and the third one, their kids married.
Yeah.
That's where my mother comes
first
from.
First cousin.
Yeah. Oh, double, I'm a Miller, but in Watson's, I'm a double Watson.
Yeah.
Have you a Miller tree as well?
I have the on a piece of paper what they are.
Because I'd like to borrow it. I think I have most of the Watson one from Leona.
Leona. Yeah, likely the same thing as I have.
I think they'll bring it right out to you and you can find it.
Yeah, but I was just looking for that.
Just
one.
Yeah.
And
exactly
I looked for the Miller.
I just try to keep the little ones spot for them.
This gets complicated. Third son, second son, and where they all went.
Yeah, I think I have most of the Watson one.
That's photocopies of my grandparents that I made. Here. This is another family, the same. And Michael Miller, that's the old guy you see in the picture here. And his children, he married a Julia Barclay. They were out of Williamsburg and they moved to Hammond. But the connection down here, all these are the children. Jesse, Al Miller, William, Alice was married to Kinsella. That's where I told you a while ago. William Miller died. He got his leg cut off when he was 19 or 20 years old.
Mm.
Jesse was married to an MP. Margaret. Lived with Stanley Miller. That was my father's brother. Ann Miller moved out to Winnipeg. One married an Armstrong at Hammond, and this is my grandfather here. Obadiah Miller married Sarah James. They have two children, Stanley and Arthur, and this is the connection
mm-hmm.
from there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was Stanley, Arthur, and Edna. It's in there someplace, I guess, Edna that married Howard Birch.
Yeah.
Grace Edna Miller.
I'd like to borrow that from you because I know we don't have any of the Miller connections.
I'm sure we have copies of that from Miller.
Those are a lot of missing links for you.
Yeah. The Watsons
Millers came here after Birch's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
later.
Birch,
yeah. But the Watsons were here way, way back.
Yeah. Charlie still has the trunk over there. Yeah, they came in.
And when they came to Canaan, bang, right?
I think so. Just
yeah.
Then.
So that makes it even more
interesting.
Two again.
I'm looking for the tree that's strong,
nice,
you know.
I have a nice thing to do a family tree on, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I have, where you put them in the cases.
Laura Lee is the one that did all the birch history that we have in at the room.
Mm.
There's a letter on information of the
Laura Lee Birch, that's
an old uncle out west sent to my father. Here, this you have.
Do I?
I don't know. He said, if you're at Leona. See, this is the old guy that came across here. And,
oh, okay,
and
I have it in this one.
See, they came here in the Kinsellas, twice married into the Kinsellas. But when they came here, his wife was already Kinsella. So they must have known each other in the old country, you know. But the children, here, and this one, the last son that goes to old George Watson. So they're like a generation, there was so much time lapse that like they're a generation behind me.
Yeah.
Like one of them married my sister and they were cousins, but third or fifth cousins, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my family stems from here and here.
Yeah.
This line here and this, they married.
Twice.
Yeah.
Off the trunk.
See?
Yeah.
I would say you're Miller.
Who put this together?
Asa McDonald.
Oh, yes.
She used to be a member of our society.
But she never, there's not a whole lot of the stuff that Hazel had that she gave copies of.
Oh, no.
And Sheila's husband, Gary, did the work on
all these sheets and stuff he did. But they tell me there's some mistakes there. I don't know.
I wonder if your name, if the Miller name was originally Mueller.
Well,
because it's the Dutch-German connection.
They said,
as well,
they're not even sure of that. You know, there was, in fact, Dave says that his mother first spelled her name A-R. If you read history...
Well, the reason I asked you the question about if you knew you were connected or not is because on the scarf side, there were Millers as well, but it was A-R, and they were from up on the Quebec side, and there's a little clump.
No, not they came across here some of that
from
back
Ireland
to 1700,
yeah.
Or maybe England, we're not sure.
Yeah.
In history, a boatload of people came to Plymouth. And there were Protestants.
Sure.
No, there were Methodists.
Off the branch.
And they were persecuted, and they left, and they wanted to go back home. They didn't go home. They went to Holland. They spent 7 years in Holland. This is nothing to do with my family. This is just history. Then they came back, and instead of landing at Plymouth, they moved down. They moved in down the shore piece. And they traveled up through New York State, and this is the same idea as what my family is connected to. So maybe there's was that Dutch element that he spent 7 years in Holland, because they don't think that he was Dutch. They don't know.
The
they
name
call him the Flying Dutchman, my great-grandfather.
There are Millers that are like English, Irish, and Scottish, and then there are the Millers that I'm familiar with that are actually Muellers that came in through Pennsylvania.
That's the botany.
Well,
and then came up.
You got a family here, the Sarsfield Mueller.
Yeah.
They now live out on Rockdale Road there, but they're from Holland.
Yeah. But it's Miller's one of those names that can be so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all spelled a different way.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times,
AR
and ER doesn't mean a thing. That probably is just some mailman somewhere or somebody who liked the look of a letter or couldn't spell and somebody else spelled it for them.
It's Boyd Miller and Pat Miller's from Franklin, they're AR.
Yeah. And the ones up on the Quebec side that married into the scarfs and foxes were AR as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they were in a little German community up on the Quebec side near...
You've got a lot of good stuff in that album. You've got some old stuff.
Yeah. I have most of it. Nobody else in my family has.
Take somebody to
interested
stuff,
in
yeah.
it. Yeah.
These are old, very old. This is, look at that.
Look at me when I was.
Tin picture in there.
Look at me when I was 6 or 7. My kneecaps were the biggest part of me.
I should have learned that. Really.
And then you'd say like me, oh, to have that time back, eh?
There's a friend of my mother's, and I don't know much about her. Her name, she goes down in history, Shawwell or someplace. Nellie Bly, she was a poet.
Your mom had a book with that, and we had it.
That's
of her poems.
And that's her second from the last there.
That's a fine looking woman.
That's your Kinsella. Miller connection to the Kinsella.
Ever noticed that the
most of Miller women were quite big and coarse.
Nobody smiles in a picture.
In my family, my youngest sister is a fairly large woman. But my second last sister is tiny and small. So was she, the only one in the family that was small, right?
Yeah.
And each generation.
Yeah. And that explains it because it's Kinsella blood.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather here, and he was a tall, tall, slim man. His father was stout, my father was stout. But if you looked, if you knew Eldon Kinsella or Albert Kinsella, if you put your finger across there, the Kinsellas picked up his looks, not the Millers.
The eyes.
What was his first name?
Obadiah
Miller. Obadiah
Miller,
and I've got him here. Obadiah Miller.
Yeah,
well,
that's a sister.
Oh, that's a sister. And who did he marry?
Yeah, that's a sister. Who did he marry?
Yeah.
He married James.
James.
Yeah, that's the other picture that I have here.
Yeah. Obadiah.
Here, this lady here.
Oh.
She was a James.
She was a James.
That's father and daughter there.
Oh boy.
That picture's loose there.
Yeah, there's.
And Obadiah is your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
was when he was growing up.
So who was your father's name?
Arthur.
Arthur was your father.
Yeah. Here. Bob. Obadiah.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, yeah. That's a beautiful name, eh? Obadiah?
Yeah. He got old all the time, I guess, but a biblical name, I guess.
That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Copy for the Watson one?
Oh, it was Sarah Jean.
Yeah, that's the only one I have in the miller. These are all Watson.
That's because
it's
the Watson husband that was doing them
and
she brought
over. Did you give
me
packages today?
Yes, I did.
That's what you're paying with your taxes. That's all the outside workers at the township.
Oh, you told me you worked for the township, yeah.
I can see retirement now.
Oh, yeah, it's getting close.
Well, I can retire. I can retire anytime after December 31st of this year. So I might work another year, 2 years. If I work three, the way the pension system is set up, I'll lose money. So,
not worth it. Get off the bus.
Yeah, when I check the paper every day, there's too many people dying my age.
Yeah.
There's more dying younger than older.
Yeah. So that's a message. That means that. Yeah.
But I have nothing now. I have no ailments of any kind.
Yeah.
But,
this is the one we're borrowing to photocopy or
something. Well, only if it's okay, yeah.
Yeah, if we could do that.
Yeah,
what do you call that organization? You're the president of it. What do you call it?
The Cumberland Township Historical Society.
Historic, okay.
Yeah.
And what do you call her? Young.
Oh, Diane Young.
Yeah.
Oh, Diane. She's
a cousin of mine.
Yeah.
Her mother, her grandmother was a Watson, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she
and she probably has more stuff than I do.
She's so shy.
Yeah.
And we can talk to you. It's hard.
Because after I talked to you, I called him. And he put her on the phone. She said, she knows more about it than I do.
Yeah, but if she doesn't want to talk about it, it's not going to help us. You're doing pretty, you're giving us the lowdown. And if you can show me some of these places, I got to have it in my mind where the church was. I want to know where the school was.
Well,
and
he'll enjoy it.
We'll go.
Yeah.
Funny why it faded, why it didn't go away.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
I think roads have something to do with that, you know?
Yeah.
They put a road through, and it was the main road, half a mile away.
That hurts.
Sarsfield Blue, Avenue.
But I think I told you this on the phone. I think that Canaan went right into Clarence Township.
Well, that's what you said, and I had never really. The separate school down there, you figure was called Canaan, too.
I'll tell you what I think. The research I've done is I think that Canaan and Cumberland was only one third of the all Canaan. So two thirds of Canaan was in Clarence, as far as I can see.
This was the French part of it, I think,
yeah,
too.
Because
this was all in English. An English community. The only people in my time that went to school down here to this school were the Belanges, Albert Belanges' family.
When you said Belanges, I said, but yeah, there was one Frenchman in there.
Yeah, well, the whole family.
Everybody else was, I'm French, you see, everybody else was Anglophone.
Well, we tried to get rid of them, eh?
Well, and you did a good job.
Put them on there.
Well, put them on the other side of the track, eh?
Well, and yeah.
And they come from the wrong side of the track, we call them.
Mm-hmm. You showed them Canaan Road, and then the other side.
And then bring them back.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah, but
that's
everybody's entitled to own a
state.
You're French?
Yeah.
What's your French name? Family name?
I was married to a Severin.
Everybody's entitled to own a state, dear.
And my niece married his nephew.
Nobody's perfect.
We're more French down there.
Yeah.
We're
it's good that we can laugh about it.
We brought him down. We brought him down to show them a little culture.
And I thought we brought the culture down.
I would think that would probably be more close to the truth.
But if you get that kind of picture, like you've got Canaan sitting on right on the line, some of it is on the Clarence side, some of it is on the Cumberland side. But all of it went down.
The birches go back a generation or two further than the Watsons, in the west end of the city. They owned a lumber outfit in the west end, and they filled it out here. And the first place they came was Spence's, See, that was a birch place, not a Spence place.
Yeah.
And then they moved down here, and they had two farms down here. Oh. Then they all amalgamated into one.
So you say the birches were here before the Watsons? That's way back.
I would think so, yes. And
I'm going to write that down.
I'm not positive of that, but I know there were certainly in this area before the Watsons.
Well, most of this area was not settled until about the mid-1800s.
Anyway, Garrett Rivington, Garrett Rivington tells me that the loggers went through this part of the country, and they just took every goddamn thing there was.
Yeah.
About 50 years before settlers settled the country.
Yeah.
And this lumber, pretty near all went back to Europe. A lot of this lumber never even went to build houses.
No, no.
Houses here.
And Alberta. I'm going to tell you how I think it got to the markets. You tell me if I'm right. They floated it down the Bear Brook. They got it down more than the Ottawa River, because we're far from the Ottawa River.
Mm-hmm.
But to get to the Bear Brook from here, what's the closest connection with Bear Brook here? Is it? How can you float those logs out of here? If not,
unless they took them to Cumberland.
So you'd have to haul them with horses or something.
The Bear Brook was bigger then, though. There was a lot more
water. Do you think it's closer to drag logs to Bear Brook than to Cumberland?
Do you know?
Oh, yeah. The Bear Brook is just below where I am.
Yeah, because I think they had to float them away.
It's small now, but that brook must have been bigger.
It was twice.
You know, if you look, I've heard this theory, that the Ottawa River didn't always flow there. But this was long, long before the settlement. This is when the Ice Age. They say if you're up in a plain, you know the ridge? At through the Mare Blue and up there on Anderson Road, they say that if you're in a plane that goes right to Van Lake Hill, and they say that's where the Otter River flows.
But that could be 10,000 years. Yeah.
Yeah, 10,000. Well, when the ice age.
Yeah.
And when the ice come down off the mountains here, they gouged out the Otter River.
Yeah.
That's your big hill all along.
Yeah.
And deposited some right in Cumberland, some further up.
Yeah,
the French
I can see
hill.
That. And it was all underwater.
They say in Wisconsin that there's a place where the ice age ended, and there's I don't know how long, but 3, 4, 5 miles wide, stones, just stones.
Yeah.
That's where the Ice Age ended.
Yeah. And you see whale bones in funny places. Like if you see a whale bone, if you see, the water level must have come up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise you can't explain
it. If it ever happened again, just imagine.
Oh,
Toronto, Montreal, everything, they're all gone.
Yeah, for sure.
Just absolutely.
The rocks in New York, they say, are scraped. You can see where the ice.
Well, Randy was trying to find gold in that rock down yesterday, last night,
so maybe.
Well, I hope he doesn't.
Dear,
if he's looking for gold, I hope he's not reading that murder trial of the Stewart there in Calumet Island, or I could be gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Because gold makes people do funny things.
He's so cute. Last night he had the hammer and he had a big rock up there, and he said, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for gold in that stone.
Well, you'll find fool's gold, but that's about it.
Yes, in the quarry.
Not much gold here.
And now there's all kinds of that. What do they call them? A metallite or whatever?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of that.
Now, tell me a little bit about what you remember, the timbering business. That's before they settled, they had to get the trees out of the way.
And 40, 50 years before people settled here, the loggers went through and they just...
Yeah.
And they... Black walnuts. I got a couple here. And there's a couple in Cumberland. There's a couple in Navin. But they say this country was absolutely full of them.
Yeah.
And they all went to Europe to make furniture.
Yeah.
And chestnut trees died. But there's a saying that a squirrel could have got on a chestnut tree at the Manitoba border and went to Nova Scotia without ever touching the ground.
Yeah. Just branch to branch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're all gone. There's one down in Rouge, New York, right at the Vermont border, that I saw there. And I saw some in Prince Edward Island.
The forests here were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something else I read.
Incredible pine.
Hawkesbury, way back.
Well, behind your place. See, I don't quite remember that log, but I remember when the trees were 12 feet high, regrowth.
Yeah.
And you go into George's bush there, and there's pines there.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, you couldn't have put your stumps.
Yeah.
And the mounds of ground.
You see the stump.
My father.
Well, the pine stump is there, and it's been burned.
Yeah.
Since then. So a fire has gone through here after.
Your father bought that land, eh?
Actually, my father was Albert, his father was Robert, his father was Benjamin. It was Benjamin that bought the land.
Because my father was offered that for, I think, $2,000 one time.
Yeah.
200 acres there.
200 acres for $2,000.
Yeah.
$10 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa Ben was a bit of a hermit, they tell me.
There was no money made on
there
it for a long, long time now.
Black life right now.
Yeah.
So here's what I was saying. Hawkesbury, the Hamiltons opened a big mill in Hawkesbury. Now we're talking way back. They own cutting rights. That's what they used to call them. They get the cutting rights from the crown They had cutting rights in Clarence Cumberland all over the place.
Who was the guy?
The Hamilton brothers in Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
The Hamilton.
Who was the people in Hull, up above Hullwood?
The rights.
Yeah.
Philemon Wright.
Yeah. They had all the cutting rights.
They flew that. They brought the rafts down on the Ottawa River.
Yeah.
But I think the people came back. They came in from the back of the township. See, there were two things.
Well, Cumberland was the first settled here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's an old cemetery in the Pines, and that was settled before this was settled. But then when they cut the trees off, they found out the land was no good, there was too much sand, and it all blew away.
That's the Grand Cemetery.
Yeah. But what about the land here? This is good agricultural land.
Oh, yeah,
here.
Very best of
there's
land.
There's no...
This here, which was mine, and now Charlie's here, through here, and part of Watson's, and Rivington's and Rathwell's at Navan, and on top of French Hill and Cumberland, those are the three... the stony land that before fertilizer came, this was the only land you could grow decent corn on.
Yeah. So to come
now, don't make much difference. They just take soil samples and figure out what is lacking, and they can make it do anything now. But
to come back to what you said, if Canaan went downhill, it's not because it was not good farming.
No,
it
no,
was good
no,
farming.
No.
It had another reason why.
I think where it was situated.
Yeah, it was left in left aside.
Yeah.
And the other places develop.
We'll go ahead down there.
Yeah. Well, no, just one more question before we go. Indians. Now, I do my research and I'm trying to find traces of the Indians, and it's almost impossible to find them. Did you ever hear of Indian families or any cemeteries or anything about the Indian culture?
That lady that I showed you with the old stern face there, she was a Downing. I believe that married a Downing. I believe that she was a Proudfoot before. That's Vantley Hill, or in that area.
And she married a Downing.
Yeah, she married a Downing. And some people tell me that she was Indian.
That's very interesting. A Downing. And that was around in Vantley Hill.
Yeah.
But you know,
there's a little community on the way, about 10 miles this side of Vantley Hill. Flannery?
What?
It's another community that died.
I wrote it down after we found it.
You know that the Indians didn't give a hoot about township lines. They owned the whole valley. They were all over the valley. So the townships came and they didn't care about that, but they were squatters. They didn't own land.
Grandma James, grandmother to Edna, Stanley, and Arthur. And she, Downing, and I believe that this is where the James come from later on.
She had Indian blood.
That's what they think. I don't know that for sure.
She also has French blood. I think she's got French blood.
That's a couple of. That's my
like
great.
So he's a Downing.
Like
they're my great.
Is that
great grandma?
I'd look at her and say
great
Irish.
Three greats.
Yeah. Famine Irish.
Yeah.
That's what I see. When I look
at
that picture, I see famine
Irish.
We
say what we want to see.
Yeah.
But I see French blood in your face, you know.
Proudfoot.
Oh, you speak French? I can't speak French to you.
It's still Proudfoot down there.
Yeah.
Why,
that's
what it
ended
up.
Tom Visage, what's it?
No, she's going
front.
What? There may have been very few Indians here.
I don't think, but they move around. They're nomads. They don't settle. They just move around.
You used to scare us at school down here. Down below the hill, there was an old well, and there was a pond, and up at a little knoll at the bottom of the hill, there was a little bit of an old, and there was an indentation in the ground. And they used to tell us that that's where an Indian was buried. I was to the point that I wanted to dig it up. But
yeah,
I think somebody
sure wanted to check it out.
But I think somebody was looking for a little bit of gravel, because it's a little bit of an old,
yeah.
They figured that.
But for a kid like, you know, this is a story.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Another short question.
They're not his grandchildren, but there's two of them that are just like him.
Yeah.
They're
curious.
Like,
I got around here when I was young.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
You shut that.
Another thing that puzzles me is squatters. Did you ever hear of squatters around here?
Oh, yeah.
Because when I was in Cumberland Village, I thought old man Moreau was a squatter in Cumberland Village. Does that mean something to you?
No.
Alphonse Moreau?
I know who you mean. It would be Philip's father, right?
I think so.
Likely, our grandfather.
Yeah. And Ray Moreau was a family.
I used to hear people talking about squatters' rights.
Yeah.
And
because
in
the old days, it was full of squatters.
in there is a little bit of a story. It used to be farmed below the railroad track here. And it was owned by, I believe, St. Pierre's were the last. My father bought it.
St. Pierre. Yeah.
But they moved to Vars. But my grandfather owned that, and I heard them talk about Bertras here, not Raleigh. it's Emmett Morris's mother's family that they took over and moved into that house. And my grandfather told them that they had to pay rent, and they couldn't pay rent. And when they left, finally, they come up the old road and here, and he stopped them to see what they had. And they had taken, they cleaned it, even though it was like in June, they had cleaned the garden all out, every little wee carrots, and said, they'd taken everything. Eh?
Just cleaned it out.
And I kind of think that was a squat. House was there,
yeah.
And these people moved in for a few months. And
in the old days, it was very hard to prove you owned a piece of land because they had location tickets, but they didn't have the deed yet. And all of this rigmarole with the papers and stuff, and people couldn't read and write. So they come into a township and they just settle down.
Do you know the Donnelly story?
No.
The Black Donnellys of Lucan, Ontario?
That's in the upper Ottawa Valley.
No, London. London, Ontario.
Oh, London, Ontario.
The Black Donnelly. And the book starts off, he walked into a hotel that night in the outskirts of town. He said, where does that road lead? Now, a lot of fiction in the book. And this old guy that, forget his name, he said, yeah, it goes down there 2-3 miles. And he said, the further you go, the tougher they get. He says, I live at the end.
Donnelly
says, well, you don't live at the end anymore. He says, I'm the toughest here.
Oh.
But he killed a guy in a...
Maybe that's how this
he killed a guy in a a barn bee, and he hid for a year, year and a half in the bush, and he finally gave himself up, and he spent 7 years. He was scheduled to hang, but for some reason...
He was a tough dude.
Oh, tough than the family. Holy shit, on the hill. They feared them. Every barn in the community burned. They blamed it on
the Donnelly.
I can't understand how somebody never made a movie.
Stopped a school, and they decided they wanted a very small school, so they decided Canaan. So once a year, they'd come out and we had a picnic and so on, and they bought us a great big toboggan for six. Yeah. All kinds of things that they did, you know. But just, I remember reading after that they had quit that practice. The
Daughters of the Empire.
Yeah. Some old ladies in town that had nothing to do, so they formed an organization.
Social works and stuff like that.
Benevolent associations, they called them, I think.
Yeah.
Good works associations.
So is this a second line road? Or is that the first line? Is that Canaan
that we're
road?
Coming to?
Yeah, this is the
second line.
Second line, yeah.
It's now Birch Grove.
Yeah. And this actually is just called the Forest Grove.
They call this the Forest Road?
They don't call it that, but it is
the original
Forest Road. It wasn't in the plans, I guess, originally in the beginning, eh? Because
I've seen that expression.
There's your 9 miles, and well, the one going to Vars, that's what they call it now, Forest Road.
What's the 9 mile road?
9 miles are all the Willhaven, French Hill, Colonial, McGladney.
Oh yeah. Those are
they're the ones that go from one end of the township to the other.
Uh-huh.
And that's what 9 miles
that's
is?
That's what they were called, yeah.
Thank you.
Now, you see, here was the school. If you want to stop here.
Yeah, well, if we go straight down here, that's the second line road. Where would that have been? Is that a...
It's a big hill here.
Yeah, we have to go around it, so...
We're going
to
get out here?
Yeah.
Am I in a puddle?
No, we're good.
Done. The first time that was... going to be done, it was going to cost $15,000. We're back in the 50s.
Yeah.
Second time in the 70s, $75,000, it was too much. 3-4 years ago, now 5 years ago, now it's $250,000. Give me $100,000, I'll blow that hill, I'll fix it, and I'll put a lot of money in my pocket.
Bring the road right down straight?
Yes, sir. No problem with the college. And the school, was right about out a little further. Run out of the coal shed, the wood shed back behind me.
So you went to school there?
The school property went from the road. It must have been about an acre and a half, maybe 2 acres. Out along there and back 2 acres.
Am I right in saying that was number 7 school?
Yep.
Okay, number 7 school. You knew that, eh? Number 7 school?
No, I don't think
number
I did
seven,
because
I didn't call it.
SS number 7.
Number 7, SS?
I think so.
And you did all your elementary then?
Yeah. That's all I did.
What number was Bear from?
I have a nephew, an old guy years and years ago, Canon Clark, came here. He was the minister for 15 years. He baptized me, and now my sister married his grandson, Jack Gifford. Now his son, at 40 or so, decided to become an Anglican minister. He's an Anglican minister in Edmonton now. Mm-hmm. So now we're hoping to get him home. So this, we are anyway. Whether the Bearbrook is or not, I'm not sure. But I'm going to see what happens to get him home. A lot of us told me one time that if we had him, and his grandfather was way up in Lee River, Yukon. And he was the first minister up there, built the church. And John went up there and preached a sermon there. And I have the sermon there in the house someplace, on the paper.
Just before we leave this place, Canaan, this was the school for Canaan, but there was no other, nobody else. This was considered up on top of the hill.
This is Canaan Ridge, right?
Canaan.
Well, I never heard of that except that Charlie called the farm Canaan Ridge.
Oh, okay.
But Canaan was below this ridge.
Talking about this hill, this used to belong to old fellow Jimmy. Married to a girl away from Cumberland. And
only be related to me.
I'm not sure who, but they got a 99-year lease to do this road. My understanding that has run out now. And that's why this was going to be done, eh? Because that land actually, despite that they never did any other claim, but that land there should belong to that farm.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
May have been more before that.
Probably.
You know, we're lucky because the sun keeps coming out. We're doing all right. I thought we'd be in the rain.
The tires changed at 4 o'clock, but if you have time.
This road?
Is there an end?
A name to it.
A name? Yeah. Well, it's called Birch Grove now. It was Second Concession.
Okay, yeah. Birch Grove, and we're going down the hill.
And you said this section of it they called the Forest Road?
No, Mike, the Watson part.
Oh, the Watson part. Oh, okay.
I might come up this on my bicycle sometime, but
it's an interesting hill.
If you're going down this on the bicycle, you got to be careful.
I'd walk it.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Here's where we used to lose it with the toboggan, right about there someplace, over the side. Some kids got hurt there. Merle Birch hurt her, she was a teacher here at one time. Harold Birch's wife, and she hurt her tailbone here.
Yeah.
She suffered for years and years with that.
The hill's in better shape now than it was the last time I came down it. Must have been right after a washout.
Yeah, we...
They never had a road there. You had to go around.
No,
they always
no, no, never, never went down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been on my bicycle as far as this intersection, and I looked at the hill and I said, the hell with that, I'm going back.
Now, this place here, which somehow got named Mulligan's by Watson, was one of the original Watson homesteads, a 50-acre farm here. So Mother told me, anyway. That's the only place that I ever heard that story, but...
And that's Canaan.
Yeah.
We're in Canaan now.
Well, where the church is. The whole community was called.
Yeah.
Was called Canaan.
So I'm starting to feel for Canaan here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Toronto, and they ask me where I come from. I don't tell them Canaan, but...
The fact is that...
You're like me, you tell them east of Ottawa.
Yeah.
So, and on the right here, is that...
Well, this is part of the... two old bachelors, Thorpes, lived there, and a brother lived over here.
Yeah.
And then when the two guys died there, he bought the... took over the land.
And they're farming this now? That's a...
Cecil Thorpe is a real estate company. He used to sell real estate. Had a company, even.
We're back on Birch Grove Road here.
And now turning Larmers. Now these people went to this school up here.
This I've done on my bike. Okay. And if I go right, I'm going to Canaan Road?
Yeah.
And now what about if we turn left? Was that still Canaan? Or Canaan was mostly between this and the...
Well...
This is it.
Yeah. Well, no, we're right up to Spence's and stuff like that.
The people
that belonged to Canaan Church called their community pretty well at that time and went to Canaan School. Right down to Brian Kinsella's, up to Dave Spence's, and the triangle there, you know?
Yeah.
This belonged to an old bachelor, Edgar Larmer, and it's a cousin of mine, Norma, that she inherited it when they looked after him when he was older, and they inherited that farm.
Mrs. Stewart?
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Norma.
Is that the lady
Norma Stewart?
Yeah, she wrote me a little story for that thing.
That's where she lives.
Right on here.
Yeah.
Norma Stewart, that's the exact, Norma J. Stewart. Was that maybe Norma Jane or something?
Yeah, she my uncle that lived there, Melvin Lambert, he raised her. He never adopted her, but he raised her. He raised two or three girls.
When you farmed this, was this dairy?
Yeah, all dairy.
All dairy farm.
There.
You had your quota and everything?
And this is the only one left down here. Jolly is here, to the dairy.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one in 12 about that are still dairy farms.
Oh, yeah.
The lady that lives where the post office was is Richard Martineau's Amunot.
Yeah.
Amunot.
Oh, okay.
She's Richard Martineau's secretary at the township.
Yeah.
I was telling her one day, she lives, the back part of her house is right about where the old post office was.
I want to see that for sure. I've heard about the post office and I've heard about St. Paul Canaan's church.
Well, you see, I was the last guy got married in Canaan Church, I
is
think.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. That's back in 1965.
Yeah, they...
It was tore down a year, 66, 67, I was thinking.
Yeah. And you said the last minister was Smith. Is that what you said?
No.
The last minister was?
The last minister when it was tore down was Lloyd Riom.
Oh, okay.
This is where you go in. Do you want
to
go in there?
I'd like you to explain that. I've been on my bicycle here and I love it. I just love it. And this is your Uncle Melvin.
Yeah, he lost this place.
He lost it, okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's not too wet there.
Women in Bottle was a big culprit for him.
Those are two vicious allies against the guy. And so this was a farm?
His wife stayed with him, left him many times, but went back.
Yeah.
Had 10 or 11 kids and never one went full term. Lost everyone. One lived, mother told me, for a week or so.
That's rough.
The barn was here, the house was here, and there was another barn. There was two barns.
Boy, the grass is coming up good now, eh? Look at that.
But you know, I was here lots when I was a kid, and I was in here last summer one day,
yeah,
doing the same as you, having my lunch while I...
Yeah.
And for some reason, I couldn't place myself here. To me, I always went in the house from this side.
Yeah.
But...
There's no door.
No, the door's around on this side.
Doors are all, yeah.
Yeah. And I swore that the door was...
Yeah, you would have swore there was a door at the front.
Yeah.
But I've been inside that place. It's not dangerous. It's all still very solid.
Well...
I never went upstairs, though.
That other place there that I said Mulligan's, that the Watsons live, up until 20 years ago, there was an old house there and no windows, and the wood in there was still super.
Yeah, I think
you know
so. Yeah, you mind if we walk a bit here?
No,
I like this place a lot.
They warned my mother's sister not to marry him.
Yeah.
The family.
Because of the bottle, yeah.
Yeah.
She married him anyway.
Yeah.
And this is a big house.
He lived in the last 15, oh, not the last 15, the last 8 or 10 years in your veterans hospital. It's at the civic there, you know?
Yeah.
And my sister went to visit him one day, and he was quite a rogue. When he used to say there was no God, he said he didn't believe in God. He told my sister, he said, there is a God. He says, how do you know? Because he said, he's punishing me now.
Yeah.
He won't let me die.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. He was sticky.
Hey there, it feels like it.
Yeah.
You know, there's still the good floors and stuff.
The old fellow that owned.
You should see the tin roofing on this. You know, the architecture, it was quite a house.
Oh, yes.
Tin ceiling?
People had tin ceilings. I mean, that's...
Yeah, little square.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, I can see it.
The Fubert house at the museum has the...
Has that?
When you had that kind of stuff, that was good.
Yeah.
Smith, you can do work there. But this house was... That's well built, you know, to be... That's, it's not crooked, it's straight up there. But that goes before the war, right? In the 30s, this was...
I would think even before that.
Because
his
dad had it.
Yeah, I would think that this was probably built before or around the turn of the century.
Because... How come we're not...
I would think.
This place is worth taking care of. It probably belongs to somebody now.
The guy that owns it, Raymond, is an old bachelor, living out the rest of his life. He owns land all over.
Yeah.
Doesn't look after it properly.
Oh.
He's living out his life in the last century for you.
Yeah.
You see, so, a foundation like this is.
Yeah.
That's
church,
an old foundation.
See, the church was like that, and that's part of the roof was gone, and the foundation was starting to fall apart.
Yeah.
And I was a church warden at the time the decision was made to close it.
Yeah.
Me and Barbara's father, Cecil Young.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I took the brunt of the criticism for closing it by Lammers and Thorpes. The rest of the people were fine. They went to Bearbrook, and they had no problem with it. You know, it was the age, and everybody had cars, and
yeah.
And nobody...
Not that far to go. You want it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down here.
Yeah.
That's a good, maybe 6 feet going down there. It's all pretty well in good shape.
Yeah.
It must be...
It's stone 6 feet down?
I would think all the way to the ground. All the way... like 8 feet of stone. Because you see,
and they quarried it off the hill,
or 7 feet, yeah.
This must have been a beautiful home at some time.
Yeah. You see, I would say that they...
Solid, straight.
Yeah.
I bet you that's the cedar. The old church down there, when we tore it down,
the
floorboards were all western cedar. The red... You know?
They shifted over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look up there, that's vertical straight. This is not, it's not all work, this place is good.
And the other thing is, you look at all these places, the old barns are three quarters down. You get a big wind, they never come down.
No.
But the cement buildings and stuff do.
Yeah. They built them. They built them to last.
Wood moves a little, gives a little, eh?
Yeah.
And
comes back.
Yeah.
But I look at all of this, and the straight line along the bottom, everything is laid very, very square.
Oh, you're tracing at that time. You can't find traces today that you really wasn't close enough.
You took the time to do it properly. See? I've been in there.
Yeah.
I actually went in the house now.
The horse in the ceiling, that would be all good.
There's a kitchen. I went snooping through the whole place, but I don't think I went upstairs. I don't want to break my leg. This is very, very... I wish somebody would
look
bother with these...
Over there, look at the old logs in the back.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of buildings around here, and they're old.
Yeah. This was a good farm.
Yeah.
When he first got married and took over from his father, most people had 8-10 cows milking. He had 24, mother told me.
Yeah.
Father came down when they were brother-in-laws, so they worked together a little bit. And the last straw, I think, was he came down here one morning at 9 o'clock. He hadn't come home yet.
Oh.
Cows weren't milked.
Yeah.
And he just went home and he never came back.
Yeah.
You
can only help a man if he wants to be helped.
Drink the cow, right?
Yeah. Speaking of wells, I had to dig 194 feet along the river.
Yeah.
And I hit some black stuff and mud and it smelled good. How far did you have to dig around here to get you got good water?
Most all the wells around here, around the farm and stuff, are about 130, 140 feet.
Yeah.
At home, I don't know how come. I'm on the hill. If you go that way across the road, it's downhill. The guy is drilling, and he's down at 34 feet, and all of a sudden the bit just dropped, about 3 feet.
Yeah.
And I was working nights at the time. I just quit farming, and I was working in town, and my brother was there. He started bringing up the stuff, and it was clearing. Are you getting cleared? George said, you got water. The guy said, no. He said, you got to go another 100 feet, he said. Anyway, he got come up and woke me up. I went down and we talked about it. And he said, yes, you hit a pocket, a river, a small underground river there.
Yeah.
And that explains down below the hill, there's several springs where the water runs out.
Oh, yeah.
Same source of water. So he said, what? I said, yes, go down another 4 or 5 feet. It doesn't appear to come up much, he said, in the hole.
Yeah.
So there's no pressure there.
Yeah.
But he said, we should go down another 4 or 5 feet. And when you put your foot valve on and put the well in, we hit that at 34, there's about 2 to 3 feet space. Water appears to come up about a foot. Put your well casing at exactly 37 feet, he said. No more, no less.
Yeah.
Because the hole underneath will probably fill a little bit that they dug. But just put it in the bottom part of that water. I can run both hoses in August, back to my house in front, watering. Never.
But the other guy wanted to make money going 100 feet further down.
Well,
but
that was the way it was.
Yeah. He told me he drilled across from Bob Burns, the guy. And the guy made him bitched and complained, made him buy 4 sheets of plywood, put it on the house, all kinds of shit. And he worked under the thing, guaranteed water. If you didn't get water, you didn't have to pay him.
He said, I hit water. He said, about 140, 160 feet. Good water, he said. What the hell with him? He said, he give me such a hard time?
Yeah.
I kept on drilling. He said, 350 feet. I said, you're about enough, he said. And he said, you know, he said he was getting iron and minerals.
Yeah.
And the guy took him to court, didn't want to pay him. He said, the water is a little good. He said, I work under a thing called guaranteed water.
Yeah.
He said, I don't guarantee what kind of water.
No, no. If it's black,
but
that's...
But he snickered to himself. I had him good water. If he would just shut his goddamn mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You hit it at 30. And this is the beast of the city.
Oh, dear.
That's 50 years.
Yeah.
Nobody ever lived.
Oh, you mean that's it?
To my knowledge, nobody ever lived in that house after they moved out.
And the winter's been beating up against it for 50 years. And look at it.
I'm still in that shape.
I wouldn't be in shape like that if I. It's straight. It's straight vertical, and everything is.
Well, the house I was born in, they just tore it down. Charlie tore it down about 5-6 years ago. The only thing it was, this was a better house because ours, the boards weren't even coming through. They were just slapped on.
Yeah.
The barns were usually built better than the houses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Built the last.
This
building has something special to me.
It.
I'm glad you explained it to me now. It's your Uncle Melvin Larner who had.
Yeah. He was married to my mother's sister.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm having a good cane in the run here.
Now we go to the post office.
Well, Barbara, is it Barbara or Brenda, that girl?
It's Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara. Her father could probably tell you quite a bit. In spite of living at Hammond, he went to church here. You know, and he's 80 some years old, and he's as sharp as a tack.
Oh, yeah. See, when I come on my bike, I go have lunch right where I can see the highway over there. There's a nice ridge of rock there. But everything around here is beautiful. The people who cleared these fields, you know, they worked hard to clear them.
Yeah, this was very, very stony. Clay, but very, very stony. And extremely good land.
Yeah, so it was good farming.
Yeah.
And you say the guy who owns it now is a kind of French name, you told me.
Well, no, an English name. He's Irish.
Oh.
Raymond Morris.
But there's nothing you can do with a guy like that. He's just sitting on it.
Yeah, he has a couple of brothers that I work with. One, George, would love to inherit this from all this stuff from him.
Yeah.
But has no idea what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And in the meantime...
Won't tell anybody who he's going to leave it to.
Yeah.
There's no gate, there's nothing.
They'll find out when the time comes.
Yeah.
But somebody must like cut the hay or something here. Somebody must.
Oh yeah, he cuts the hay, but instead of cutting in June, he's cutting in August.
Oh yeah.
You know, all he has is a few beef cattle. And
he's just playing.
He cuts it and leaves it on the field for about a month before he picks it up.
Well, this is one of my special spots. Now I know what I'm doing when I come here. So that over there is Cannon Road.
See, look at that land. Better. About the same kind of land, but not near the stones that we have here.
Oh, yeah.
As you went here.
That's beautiful earth there.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot here left between here and that Canyon Road there.
Oh, right there down.
Yeah.
Maybe so you can see. Or not.
I hope it doesn't rain.
Well, I was wondering, was the windshield or my glasses?
I got two cats and they climb all over the car.
Now, there would have been houses and stuff here, right? This would have been a village, so...
That's the mailbox.
It's not really raining. I'd like to step out and get
a good explanation.
I tell the guys at work, just because it's raining a lot, you're not made of candy yet, did you?
No,
yeah. You look melted.
For sure.
Yep. To me, part of the building was log, and part of the building was like that, boards.
Yeah.
The log was at the back where the tight horse was. But I would put that building at about where that pine tree is, going that way.
Okay, yeah.
And here, the line is in the trees or someplace, and right here, the tight horse is here.
Yeah.
Set back about where them clump of trees is, or a little further back. The church would have started about the center, the second arch there.
Yeah.
What is that? That would be the front door going into the church then, yeah. And went the other way.
Nothing between the church and the road. That's it. The first building, right off the Canaan Road. Yeah. That was the church, yeah. St. Paul's.
And back a little bit.
Back a little bit.
From where that house is.
And the post office in front. Was that any store?
Not that I know of. No. Unless they run a small store out of the post office. But I never heard Mother talking about it.
Okay. Light your cigarette and we're going to the corner that I have to talk to you about at the corner. If you look across that road, you're in Clarence County. And you don't remember anything.
Well, I remember the school. You're talking about Leona Watson. She went to that school.
Just a minute there. That was a school on the Clarence side.
Yeah.
Right there.
No.
What was there?
I don't know what was there. There was
Leona,
there was
you know what Leona told me?
What?
That the post office was there.
Well, that's not my understanding.
Well, maybe there was an earlier building that before your
time.
It
was a building, but I don't know what. I had always presumed it was a house.
See, maybe they ran the post office out of there first and then moved it over here.
With apple trees and stuff.
I'll tell you what.
That belonged to my Uncle Melvin. He lost that farm, 50 acres there, a few years before he lost this farm. Like he lost the one and then he came back and he didn't pay and he took the second one. And then Jackie Nolan bought it and that's when the quarry, they opened that quarry that was on my uncle's farm when he...
At the corner I'm going to tell you what I read about in my old research.
I'm only going on what I remember.
Exactly.
That's what I want to hear.
Exactly. That's what we want to hear.
That's what I want to hear now. What I've read in the old books, Canaan was first opened. Post office was in Cumberland. And what you just told me, that makes a lot of sense. There's the post office, that's Cumberland. And I heard that after 12 years, something happened, and the French family on the Clarence side took over the post office. And for about 15, 20 years, the post office of Canaan was actually an address in Clarence, which comes close to what you just said.
Yeah.
The post office moved, and when the post office moved, everything went with whoever there was, the postmaster.
That's good. That's maybe part of the reason that the community didn't grow.
Yeah, and when I tell you that it was a part of Canaan in Clarence Township, that also makes sense because the postmaster was on the other side there, and there were people around there, and it was also Canaan. But you don't remember buildings too much, apart from the school. Here.
The school down there, there was a story about that. It was built as a public school in Clarence.
Yeah.
But the Catholics went to it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, at that time, you had to determine where your taxes went.
That's right.
And they said that the Catholics there were cheating all the time. They were sending their taxes to the separate school system and sending their kids to the public school system.
Okay. Yeah.
And it may have changed then to a separate school. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Aunt Leona went to school there, and it was half and half about, and that's where she could speak French.
Yeah.
You know, I've read stuff in French, and they call this La Canaan. That's the French pronunciation for Canaan. Le Rhin means the concession. Le Rhin de la Canaan. And these are stories written in Clarence Township about the French farmers, and they call this the road on the Canaan Road in French. But on that side there were people. I mean, they considered themselves in Canaan.
Well, the Pams was a big family down there.
Pams.
Le Pam.
Le Pam.
Le Pam.
Oh, Le Pam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who the hell?
Rochon.
The big house, the big barn on that side of the road, and the house that was Dawson's that owned that,
yeah.
And they. Well, Mrs. Watson, Mrs. George Watson, Archie's grandparent, she was a Dawson. She came from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it sold from Dawson's and went to a guy by the name of Gerard Savage. And now with Dutch people that own
Savage. Now, you have never recollected seeing a road go right through here.
No.
Larmer's Lane is a special little road. It's like the real road. See, that goes through over there.
Yeah.
This never went through it to your recollection.
No.
And it doesn't make, because this was, probably the Larmer's opened this up for themselves, and it never went.
But there's lots of places in the township that those roads, Sabra Road at Carlsbad, that used to go straight through, or went that way a little bit, then went straight through. There's oodles of roads around that were, Tony there, you know, the little Portuguese guy that has all the little houses there in Birch Grove?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Beside crossing Weld and Birch. Well, right there was a road that went through there, and went out down below Brian Kinsella's corner, right at the Clarence boundary there. There was also a road here, down here, when Finney Cooper and these guys came, it was Finney Cooper
and Young's and Cardiff's that were down in Hammond that belonged here. And he used to come up to church with the horse and buggy,
oh, yeah.
And he would go through that, went through Harold Nolan's property.
You know, but you keep talking about
Hammond. They never handle cars, these roads. These roads only handle horses.
Yeah. When you talk about Hammond, all kinds of people. It was. They didn't think of the line here. It was all one community.
Exactly.
My mother told me that Hammond was first started as an English community.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like today it's cut and dry, but I mean, and it didn't really, it was all together, and there was a lot of activity on that side, I think. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
But now, I'm so surprised. I come on my bike. This is where Canaan is. Thank goodness you're explaining it to me, because otherwise, it was nothing.
Well, I said, French Hill was still
oh,
in
yeah.
kind of the community.
There's not a whole lot left there.
On the 10th line, up the side, there was a community there. I forget the name of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
French community.
Yeah.
In Russell Township, just at the edge of Cumberland, there's a house there now. It was a school. In fact, my sister taught school there many, many years ago. It was called Panna. Panna?
I never heard that.
Mrs. Dunning came from Panna.
You remember that?
Just the school.
Yeah.
There's a Panna station. A railway, like.
So we're right on the corner. Really, this would have been the main intersection of Keene, right here.
Yeah. Well,
the church is there, the post office, you remember, and a few houses.
But farming houses. No houses ever built here that I know of that weren't farming. Mm-hmm. And why I wonder about your talk about that was the post office at one time. If it was, it must have been a house.
Yes.
Because there's all apple trees planted.
Yes.
They were planted in there. And they're 100 years old there.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
The post office was in somebody's house and they were the postmaster.
That's right.
And they had the right to choose the address.
Maybe
and all
when
that.
My great-grandfather or whatever it was, when he quit here and moved up there and bought the farm, maybe somebody took the post.
Yeah.
Because that never run anywhere. I was born in 1940. So that, I think, was never run after the 20s or something like that.
Yeah.
But you know,
my father never talked about things like that. My mother did.
Yeah.
The thing that I got. Well,
we're gonna get rain now.
Everything that I have came from my mother.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that Canaan was the fourth village in the township. It was a big thing. It was
Cumberland the first.
Cumberland and then Bearbrook was number
the
two.
The old guy there, the report that they did in Cumberland Township, he wanted to change the name to Faubert.
Yeah.
Because Faubert was the first people that built a house in Cumberland.
They had a trading post down there.
Well, all places were built along the river, right?
Oh, yeah. It started for 25 years. Nobody went inside for the first 25 years. The concessions were open. The first concession was there till the 1820s, before they opened. Mm-hmm. And then, actually, I think people came in through the Bear Brook before they built roads, even. You know. They floated in through the Bear Brook.
Up the river.
You know that many, many roads. Birch Grove is one of them down past McGladrey. Divine Road is one. we'll get in the car. That when they were cut through the bush, that they fell trees this way, that way, this way, that way, and right tight together, and cut the tops off to get the road on top of the trees. Yeah. And the trees are still there. On Birch Road there, through the Black Bucks there, and they held on trees and doing that road, but they didn't know how to handle it. I almost with my boss, and said that some people wanted to dig it out. I said, are they nuts?
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
They're going to have to put a base down 6 feet.
Yeah.
The logs are there. Cover them up, they'll last for another 200. They'll last for another 200 years.
Sure.
God, they put a gas line across the Ottawa River.
Did they?
A few years ago, a company in the States where they bore underground.
Yeah.
And they lost their bit and stuff. Oh, a couple $100,000 of equipment. Yeah, they couldn't get it out. And they say that they were in a stump.
Oh,
in,
they hit there.
It said it'll go through a rock. Only thing that causes them problems is wood. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be there thousands and thousands of years.
Oh,
and it's still good.
That's a good story.
Wow.
The bit is still in that chunk of wood.
Yep, they lost it. Had to leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, that's like what, when they were putting the gas line through Navin, all the trouble they had at that creek bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it was boulders.
They couldn't drill
through the boulders.
I stopped and watched how he turned that thing, eh? And it's just like a four spoons turned upside down.
Yeah.
And all you do is if you want to go up, you bring the bottom spoon up and the top one up. You want to go left, you do the same thing with the spoon, eh?
Will they turn around and go back, or will
I'd like to go up on the right here.
On the right, it's a dead end.
It's a dead end up on the right?
Yeah, it's a dead end.
That's so.
I don't know how far down we can go.
We'll turn around and go back on Lambert.
Just to, go ahead. Go ahead.
Point, yeah?
Well, go ahead, yeah, down here.
You know the roads that are safe, I don't.
Okay.
I work with the Jollies here, this place and this place and this. And I worked with a brother, Andy Jolly, the guy who's one of the graders.
Oh.
And
And Andy's got a return of the thing. Andy and the guy that used to run the bank in Sarsfield, they have a cabins back here.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They come the weekends. They get, what's his name? Old white-haired Silver Fox there, the Western singer in Ottawa there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ron McMunn is a good friend of theirs. He comes down and plays music. And we'll go down to that gate and turn.
That's a good... There's four silos and two little ones.
Well, the little ones are for grain.
For grain, eh?
And the big ones are for either hay, hay.
That's the journey, or these people, yeah, this is the family you're talking about.
Yeah, doing go to the next laneway.
Oh,
and
okay.
Turn there.
You know,
doing extremely well, these guys. Yeah, they have a good operation. And see the quarry from here now?
Oh, yeah.
And the quarry's,
oh, yeah.
Well, actually, it's the lane goes into that bush there, all in between them trees there. You see, you can see some of the little buildings there. It's in the bush there.
Oh, yes.
And they have, spend every weekend together, family gatherings.
Well, it's quite an escarpment.
And this here, they're supposed to open a quarry here at the end of this road.
Yeah.
And that land belongs to Dave Birch. And he has a deal, some kind of a deal there with Cornwall Sand and Gravel. They have the rights to it. And Jollies have bought it. They don't want that to happen to open it.
Oh,
yeah.
So much traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I want to thank you. I get a little, I got a feel now for, I got things in perspective.
It helps.
Yeah.
The ghost village.
Well, that's what I'm excited about. It's kind of, there's nothing left except that house.
But I don't suppose the next generation, but my generation and the one younger, we still refer to ourselves as Canaan.
Sure. Yeah. And when I talk about it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. This was a little wee tiny house. I'll show you where it was. Not much bigger now, but
they moved the turn
here. Yeah, from just the next place over from where we're in.
Oh.
It was up in the field, and people from Cumberland by the name of Emma and Bill Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
Lived there. They're related, I guess, to old. To Doug Hayes and that.
Right.
They were both very, very tall. He was about 6'2", 6'3", she was about 6'1".
Wow.
And never had any children.
You know, we were thinking of...
But if you want to see a place that has died, now you see a lot of this in the rural community. You want to go out around Anchorman and that part of the country. Oh, Jesus, there's buildings and farms and houses and that have been just left there in the last 25 or 30
yeah.
years. Double, triple what there is around this part of the country.
Just abandoned. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
That's what it's like in Ireland.
I don't understand, though. You know, Cecil Thorpe owns this, and it was his uncles that owned that other. Nobody's been in them buildings for 30 years over there.
Yeah.
If there's no good, they're never in use. Tear them down or put a match to them.
Yeah.
Why do you let them... Why do they let buildings fall down?
I know. We have to do that with the farm up on Innes, and I just don't
even
know
the wood
how to
could
approach.
Be. You know, that's good wood. You can make planks out of it, but don't just leave it there.
Yeah.
It's so hard, though.
I know. Labor intensive and all that. People
like for example, like I just said, the farm.
Well,
I need to have the farm torn down, but I don't even know how to go about
which
either approach.
Which one?
Albert Scarf's on Innes, between Frank Kenny and O'Toole.
At the curve there.
Yeah. The barn buildings are falling down. It needs to be taken down.
Well,
it's starting to get hazardous.
There, the girl there, the Gordon's daughter there, the two places.
Wendy?
Yeah, the two places are falling down.
Exactly. But she's still farming it.
Yeah.
Elgin's not farming.
But Cumberland had an awful habit of that generation that are dying off now. They never made, most people make improvements, but out there they never,
no.
Very, very few ever made improvements to the property. But they inherited from their father, that too.
Well, Dad did, but then he stopped farming and Elgin never took it up, so...
Well,
Elgin,
your brother.
Yeah. He never was interested in it, so... Not much you can do.
No.
And there's no sense throwing a whole bunch of money at it if it's not going to be farmed. It's just a waste of...
When my old house was torn down, I didn't. Charlie did it, and my nephew tore it down. I was happy to see it down, because I'd far sooner see it down than just sitting there
falling
apart.
Yeah. Will I go back up the hill, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if there was any place else you wanted to...
Once
you get past these couple of places here, again, that's Sarsfield. That's
right.
That's Sanity's and
We went at the heart of Canaan.
Yeah.
We were right there, yeah.
We were right in the middle of the heart getting the thumb.
That's it. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I could feel the heartbeat.
Neat, the trilliums right along the road here,
yeah.
Though no bush.
Yeah.
Whenever they went to put this quarry in, I was one of the few that didn't object to it. You know, you need stone. We have to have quarry. And you can't put them where there's no stone.
No.
Yeah. The only thing, when they're done with that, I would like to see them slope all the sides down, whatever, and do something with it.
Yeah.
Not just leave it.
Well, there are rules and stuff they have to follow, aren't they?
But there's a lot of rock in there left.
Yeah.
Oh, there sure is.
They can quarry that for a long time.
Yeah. Especially if they buy land east. Going south, they gradually come out, eh?
Yeah. But east, there's still a lot?
Oh, yeah. That's not a young lady on that far side in the bike there.
Older lady?
Oh, yeah.
I just had time to see her eyes. I didn't have time to check the rest of it.
Well, especially in my eyes.
Specialty of yours.
Yeah.
I'll turn the tape off now. No.
I think Father said that there was 17 or 18 stone piles in the middle, in the field, eh? If there was a big stone that couldn't be moved, they would just pile other stones around it.
Right.
And Father, they cleared all that with the horses, he said.
Yeah. It was hard work, eh?
A lot of stone in these fields.
Yeah.
Boy, they must have sweated an awful lot of hours into working
this.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, up home, there's no stone, but it's clay. Different earth altogether. A gray clay.
You got any clay up here?
Just at the railroad, at that line, for a piece. And then you run into black muck, which is worse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had a chance not to get wet. We got out of the car and really got a feel for it. Our timing is good.
The rain was in. Look at this.
Well, last Sunday was
just
terrible.
Just did it at the right time.
I was scared the trees were going to come down there.
It blew hard. Didn't like the looks of the driveway either for the line. I'm still nervous after the ice storm with all the trees, eh?
Yeah.
I want to get the line buried.
In the ice storm, I wasn't home very much.
No, you were
working.
That's right.
About 10 or 12 hours a day, pretty near every day.
Yeah.
And it got to the point there was really no reason for us to be out there, except that they're called a state of emergency.
Yeah.
So they said, well, you guys have to be visible.
Everybody
right?
On call.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Visible.
I went out second night.